Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today, we'll discuss the article by Gonzalez and Cook titled, Acute Effects of Electronic Cigarettes on Arterial Pressure and Peripheral Sympathetic Activity in Young Non-Smokers. This article was published November 8, 2020, as part of our special call for papers on environmental inhalants and cardiovascular disease. Joining me today are guest editor Lauren Wold, lead author William Cook, and expert Ted Wagoner. Let's get started.
Thanks so much, Kara. So William, I'm really excited to see your work in print, and this is such important work and timely work nowadays. So why don't you give us a little background of your area and how you came up with the specific research question?
Yes, well, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to have been invited to talk about this manuscript. I'm an autonomic neurophysiologist. I've been studying this for about 25 years with various types of interventions and various types of questions. But my father smoked himself to death. He was in his late 60s when he died of cardiovascular disease, directly related to smoking. And he had tried to quit several times, I think. But now, I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm thinking that dying in your late 60s is a kind of a young age to die. So since the mid-1990s, I've been very interested in the effects of tobacco smoke, and specifically nicotine, on the autonomic neuroregulation of cardiovascular function. And so these electronic cigarettes have been available for about 15 years. I think in the United States, they started about 2005 or 2006. People who want to quit smoking, but they're still addicted to the nicotine, have chosen to use these electronic cigarettes as a smoking cessation aid. But other non-smokers, people who never would have decided to take up smoking, have been vaping, and they've been using these electronic cigarettes. And it's really concerning, especially with young populations of subjects. This study, we didn't really study younger populations. Everybody was older than 21. But my interest in electronic cigarettes would be in non-smokers. And I'm so very happy to have Ted on this conversation today that can deal more with the public health outcomes of electronic cigarettes. But as a physiologist, I was really interested in what the acute effects would be if a non-smoker decided to use these products, and just what would be the outcome. And that's what the paper is about, the acute effects of inhaling nicotine delivered through this electronic device on cardiovascular neuroregulation.
That's really exciting work. And you brought up a really good point, which is the term never smokers, where these participants had not smoked traditional cigarettes before. So where did you recruit the participants?
Well, we're at Michigan Technological University, which is a science and engineering university here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We're a rural university. And so I recruited students from my classes and through flyers and other mechanisms, basically just young, healthy non-smokers from the age of, I think it was 21 to 24 it ended up, but basically just healthy, non-smoking college age students.
Great. So it's a pleasure too to have Ted Wagoner, my colleague here at Ohio State, and really the leading expert in the public health ramifications of e-cigarette use in teens. And so, Ted, I'm interested to hear your perspective on this work as a non-physiologist. What do you think the importance is?
Thanks, Lauren. Yeah, I thought this was a very interesting study, you know, especially as Dr. Cook pointed out, we continue to see kids and youth be the primary users of electronic cigarettes, even though it's meant as a device to help adults switch from smoking cigarettes to using something that's potentially less harmful. We most frequently are seeing uptake in youth and young adults. So where I think this is important is helping us understand, are these things benign that we should just ignore and not worry too much about? You know, it's just a benefit maybe that kids aren't smoking cigarettes at such high rates and instead are using these, or do they carry their own potential health risks? And to date, the data continues to suggest, including this publication, that e-cigarettes do carry their own health risks.
Thank you. I think that's a really interesting point, which is these are new and newer. They've been around a few years, but in the grand scheme of things, they're newer products. We don't know much about the acute effects. Thankfully, we know more with the latest work, but especially the long-term effects, we really have no clue. So William, I'm going to ask you to speculate. What do you think? How can we use your data in this manuscript to inform two questions? Number one, potentially long-term effects. And number two, potentially changes in cardiovascular function, which I think has, you know, great ramifications for these participants as they age.
Yes, thank you for that. The purpose of this study was really to look at acute effects in non-smokers. And what was most concerning, or most interesting perhaps, about this study was that these non-smokers who use devices, they increase their arterial pressures acutely. And this increase in arterial pressure is associated with a blunting of peripheral sympathetic activity. That's important because sympathetic activity, or this sympathomimetic effect of nicotine, has major cardiovascular implications. So I think that this study is showing that an increase in arterial pressure and a blunting of sympathetic nerve activity could really potentially have long-term implications for formerly non-smokers if they decide to use these devices because it's cool, or you know, their friends are using them. It could result in pre-hypertension. It could result in chronic hypertension. But I think I would like to talk about the implications of increases of pressure and decreases of sympathetic activity. So what we're seeing here is a blunting of the sympathetic barrel reflex. So as arterial pressure increases, sympathetic nerve activity decreases, but there's still a sympathomimetic effect on the heart. And perhaps the catecholamines released from the adrenal medulla can override baroreflex function. I think I might be getting into a little more about the physiology than your question implied, but I do believe that there could be long-term effects on the heart with acute increases in sympathetic activity, both in increases of heart rate, increases in blood pressure, and contractility, and the implications for prehypertension, or actually, you know, chronic hypertension for chronic non-smokers who decide to use these devices.
Yeah, great points. So what did you know about their e-cigarette use patterns? I know that you mentioned that they were never smokers, but if you could comment on their use patterns.
None of our subjects had ever smoked or ever used an electronic cigarette. It was kind of hard to get them to inhale. And, you know, I would never ask a subject to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. And I tried inhaling on these things and it just made me cough and it was very hard. But all of these subjects were able to inhale at least a little bit on these devices. And we verified that by the vapor that was exhaling from their mouth. But none of our subjects had ever had any experience with tobacco or e-cigarette usage.
Great, thank you. So, Ted, I'm curious, with some of your past work in appreciating that these participants were naive users, and what we know about use patterns and puff profiles, how that might come into play with this work.
Really good question, Lauren. So what's most striking about this paper is it used naive users. And what we know from the literature is that naive users actually take smaller puffs than experienced users. And what that means is naive users actually extract less nicotine from e-cigarettes than experienced users. So the fact that we saw the effects we did from e-cigarettes with these naive users who are likely getting a lower dose of nicotine is pretty startling. And we would expect that with more experienced users, we would see an even larger effect.
Great. Thank you so much. So, William, I'm curious if you could speculate, where do you see this field going?
As a physiologist, I'm really interested in the effects of nicotine and really the ability to separate nicotine from combustible tobacco. So my interest in the cardiovascular influences, particularly the increases in arterial pressure and the blunting of sympathetic activity through baroreflex, it could be due to nicotine in the smoking research, or it could be due to the other chemicals associated with combustible tobacco. What we can learn from electronic cigarettes as physiologists is really, what is the effect of nicotine on the cardiovascular system and specifically the autonomic control of the cardiovascular system? So I would like to continue doing this research in non-smokers, but also as a smoking cessation option. So a future direction might be to look at the dose response curve of nicotine's delivery on the dose response curve between arterial pressure, heart rate, and potentially sympathetic activity, and just see what the effects could be in smokers who decide to transition from cigarettes to electronic cigarettes and gradually step down their nicotine concentrations.
So great thoughts, William. Ted, I'm curious what your thoughts are on the future of these products and different Juul-like products.
That's a great question. FDA this year required all current e-cigarettes on the market to submit an application to essentially be able to remain on the market, to be reviewed by FDA, and those that don't meet certain standards will be pulled from the market. I think what you're going to continue to see are products that continue to use high concentrations of nicotine, like Juul, and also use these nicotine salts, you know, as opposed to free-based nicotine like older e-cigarettes. However, I do think things like flavors are going to start to go away. I think they're going to be restricted. I also think that bigger devices with higher wattages are going to be limited, and they're going to require e-cigarettes to have things like temperature control added to them. I think from a use standpoint, the FDA is going to be very focused on youth vaping. So those are some things to look forward to, and it'll be a very interesting time over the next year for e-cigarettes.
Great. Thank you both so much. This has been a really eye-opening and exciting discussion. So thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. Would you like to hear more? Visit the AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology homepage for our latest episodes.